I came home from work. Linda looked very downcast. I asked her, what's the matter? She said, just got a phone call from our doctor. She left a message for you to call her back. I called her, and I remember that afternoon so vividly. Her first words were, I'm so sorry to tell you this, Colin, but it looks like Linda has early onset Alzheimer's. So that was in 2005. Linda was 51 years old, and that began our long, long journey, the two of us. And Linda died 3 years ago. We had been married for 40 years. So this was the most just heart-wrenching experience that either of us had ever experienced.
What was it like to have the realization, not only what it meant for her, this person that you love, but what it meant for you and how your life as a caregiver was about to be completely different?
Well, it was a profoundly uprooting experience. The word I would use is dislocation. And caregiving, as everyone knows, is really a 24/7 job, especially with someone with Alzheimer's. The person is wandering around at night, goes through behavioral changes. So I chose, because I felt devoted to my wife, to take early retirement. I was 60.
So you have 23 stories in this book. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, why did you even want to collect these stories into one place? What are you hoping will kind of emerge?
I was part of a support group, Alzheimer's Association Caregiver Support Group, for about 5 years. I found that the experience was enormously helpful. And so what I'm trying to replicate is kind of a support group experience for readers out there to give them the feeling that they're not alone. It's a very, very lonely experience. And then I think most importantly, to give them a roadmap. The one question that we all face when we start this journey is, what are we in for? What is it going to be like a year, 2 years, 3 years down the road?
But given the bleakness of the diagnosis, and these stories are really so heartbreaking, is it comforting to know what you're in for?
Well, here's the inspiring part, and this goes back to my own personal notion that stories are sacred, that stories are healing. We learned that you can't get through caregiving alone. You can try, but it can kill you. You need other people.
Yeah.
That was the one most powerful lesson I learned this whole thing.
One of the striking things to me in reading all these accounts was that there's sort of the difficulty of just the sheer work, and there's the enormous emotional toll of losing somebody in such a tragic fashion.
Right.
So when the burden is greatest on you, mm-hmm. it's also at the same time when the person is kind of least accessible to you.
Right.
How do you continue to draw on those inner reserves when you can't even make the connection to the person that you have loved for 40 years?
Well, I was fortunate. Even after Linda was placed in an adult family home, Linda recognized me. And although in the last 3 years of her life, she was not able to communicate verbally, I was often told by caregivers at her adult family home that there'd be nights when Linda couldn't sleep and she would be calling my name. For me personally, I never had the feeling, even up until the last day of her life, and I was with her when she drew her last breath, never had the feeling that Linda did not recognize me. But I do know in many, many cases that recognition ceases.
You know, with a lot of medical conditions, there's at least some hope, mm-hmm. even if it's a faint hope, and that mm-hmm. sustains a lot of people.
Right.
With this diagnosis, that kind of hope is absent.
Exactly.
But it seems that in these stories, there's something that takes the place of hope. Like there's something that goes in the hole that hope would go. What is that thing?
I remember at least 3 or 4 times a week, I would go and visit Linda's adult family home, which was located near Swanson's Nursery in Ballard. Beautiful, beautiful nursery. Linda loved gardening. And we would spend hours together in the afternoon walking down this little path to the nursery, sipping hot chocolate in the little cafe and smelling the flowers. And I thought, you know, given the sad circumstances, this is not too bad. And I remember those times as being really just precious moments, and I'll treasure them always. So that, I clung to that.
Well, Colin Tong is a correspondent for Crosscut News here in Seattle, and his book is called Into the Storm, Journeys with Alzheimer's. Colin, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.